Hi, I'm Jeremiah Aoyang, industry analyst at Altimeter Group, and I research this changing space of disruptive technologies and publish reports and speak on this topic. We're continuing to see consumers and even in the B2B space, individuals adopting these technologies. In fact, adoption rates are often over 90% in some segments. So with this opportunity, companies also must use these tools to connect with their customers and their employees. So the adoption rates are just continuing. But this space is moving very, very quickly, and there's a lot of changes. For example, we're seeing new social networks like Google Plus starting to rise in prominence, and we're seeing Facebook extend all of its capabilities to the rest of the web. So it's still a fast-moving process. But small businesses and medium-sized businesses shouldn't get wrapped up with the changing technologies, but should stay focused on their business goals, something we can continue to talk about. It's interesting. This space is still very nascent when it comes to how companies are adopting it. A majority of companies are just using it for proactive marketing. That means they're using it to publish their marketing messages. And they're also using it for reactive customer support. Most companies have not integrated these technologies with their existing support processes, systems, software, or even at the point of sale across the whole value chain. Now, we're starting to see some elements of companies that are being more advanced, and we're seeing terms like optimization and performance starting to emerge in the very advanced companies. But those ones are 2 to 3 years ahead of everybody else. But for the mass majority, companies are still focused on getting ready inside of their company. Just adopting these tools is not enough. Internal workflow and coordination, as all parts of the company have to work together to respond to a single customer on these tools, is a major challenge. So looking forward in the next 3 years, we will see more adoption across different departments and companies outside of marketing. So support, product teams, and then channel or even retail, feet on the street, those folks will be using these tools. Then we'll see more of an optimization and performance emerge as these tools are tracked and analytics are prepared. And we'll start to see this become more of an adaptive business where a company can use this social data in order to make informed decisions about the future.
You've been listening to Social Media Insights, part of the Social Media Toolkit for small and medium businesses from Dell, designed to help you embrace or further develop your use of social media. Find more information online at www.dell.co.uk/business/social media.